Good morning, and let's begin with prayer.
早上好，让我们以祷告来开始。
Dear God, I thank you for this day.
亲爱的主，我们为今天感谢你。
I thank you that you are our Father.
感谢你，你是我们的父。
And I ask that as we study, that we will understand how much you care for us.
当我们学习的时候，求你开我们的心，让我们明白你有多照看我们，你有多护佑我们。
That you are a good father.
你是一位好父亲。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Last week we began to look at.What it means that God is the Father Almighty.
上个星期我们开始来看说，神是这个全能的父是什么意思？
Let's begin again by reciting the creed.
让我们一起重新来，朗诵背诵我们的使徒信经。
Go ahead in Chinese.
我信上帝全能的父，创造天地的主。我信我主耶稣基督，上帝独生的子，因圣灵感孕，由童贞女玛利亚所生，在本丢比拉多手下受难，被钉于十字架，受死，埋葬，降在阴间，第三天从死人中复活，升天，坐在全能父上帝的右边。将来必从那里降临，审判活人死人。我信圣灵，我信圣而公之教会，我信圣徒相通，我信罪得赦免，我信身体复活，我信永生。阿门。
Okay, there. Am I caught up?
Yes, I think so.
We began to look at...What it means that God is our Father.
上个星期我们来看说神是我们的父亲意味着什么。
And yesterday I decided I wanted to remind you of a parable that Jesus told about a father.
我昨天就想到说我应该再提醒大家就是主耶稣讲的一个故事就是一个父亲的故事。
Last week, one of our members asked me about this parable after our class.
在我们那个课后结束后，有一个同学就问我说这个比喻的这个故事的意思。
And as I have thought about this parable, it shows us something very important about our Heavenly Father.
当我去想这个比喻的时候，我就觉得这个故事告诉了我们天父很重要的一些方面。
I told you last week that our Heavenly Father cares for his children.
上个星期呢，我讲到我们的天父照料他的孩子，照看他的孩子们。
I told you that he disciplines his children.
我也讲到说他会管教他的孩子。
And I told you that he shapes us in his image. He makes us to look like him.
他也会塑造我们成为他的形象。
There are two words that the creed uses here. He is God, the Father Almighty.
在这个使徒信经里，他用了两个词，他是父，全能的父。
Last week, I focused on the first part of that, Father.
上个星期呢，我是专注点是在第一个词，就是父。
And that emphasizes our relationship with him.
这个就强调了我们和他之间的关系。
Today, I want to focus on the Almighty part of that.
今天呢，我所要强调的是他全能的这一部分。
But before I do, I wanted to say one more thing about Father based on the question that I got last week.
但是呢，在我开始之前，因为我上个星期所收到的回馈，我想再讲一点。
In Luke 15, Jesus told the story of, we call the prodigal son.
在路加福音第十五章，耶稣讲了浪子的比喻。
But I really prefer for this parable the title, the loving father.
但是我实际上觉得这个比喻最好的一个题目应该是一个慈爱的父亲。
Remember that in this parable you have two sons.
你记得在这个比喻里边有两个儿子。
One who runs away and wastes everything.
一个是离家，然后把所有的资产都浪费掉了。
And one who stays at home and is faithful and does the work that he should as a respectful son.
另外一个待在家里，好像是一个很尊敬父亲的儿子，做他尽他的本分，什么就是勤勤恳恳的做他当做的。
After the younger son is in trouble, he comes back home.
这个弟弟呢，后来碰到麻烦，最后回来了。
The father throws a party.
这个爸爸就举行了一个宴会。
And the elder brother is angry.
哥哥就很生气。
Someone said to me, I don't like that parable.
有人告诉我说我不喜欢这个比喻。
And I don't like what it says about God our Father.
它里边对这个神父亲的这个角色的描述我也不喜欢。
Probably most of us in the Chinese church would be more like the older brother than the younger.
在华人教会里边的我们的这些弟兄姐妹，可能我们更能够更像这个大儿子。
We respect our elders.
我们尊重长者。
We do meet our responsibilities.
我们就是尽我们的责任。
And it appears the father doesn't really appreciate it.
好像是这个父亲并没有真正的感激，或者说这个儿子所做的一切，或者欣赏这个儿子所做的一切。
The party goes to the unfaithful, undependable brother who is wasteful.
他竟然是给这个浪费资产的，也不负责任的小儿子举行了一个宴会。
But I want you to see something about our Heavenly Father.
所以我想让大家看一些关于我们天父的这些方面。
Now it is very obvious to us how the father shows love to the younger brother.
我们就是很明显的能看到这个天父，这个父亲是如何向他小儿子展现他的慈爱的。
He throws a party for him.
他就举办了一个宴会。
But I want you to see how he shows love to the older brother.
我也想让你们看到他如何向这个大儿子展现他的慈爱的。
Because the older brother doesn't come into the party.
因为这个大儿子他不要参加这个欢庆的宴会。
He's angry.
他挺生气的。
And the father could say this.
父亲可以说，
You are disrespecting me.
你对我不尊重。
He could send a servant and say, you go tell the elder brother to get in here.
然后他可以让一个仆人去告诉这个大儿子说，你告诉去，你对仆人说，你去把那个给那个大儿子说，让他进来。
I'm his father and he needs to come and be respectful.
我是爸爸，他应该进来，就是对我显示他的应该有的敬重。
But I want you to see what happens.
但是我想让你发生到底是怎么回事。
Luke 15 verse 28.
路加福音十五章二十八节。
The elder brother was angry and refused to go in.
大儿子却生气不肯进去。
His father came out and entreated him, begged him.
他父亲就出来劝他，就是求他。
For a Jewish father,
对于一个犹太人的父亲来讲
This was as humbling as it was for him to run and meet the runaway.
这个就是这种降卑就跟他就是跑出去迎接他那个小儿子就是就像一样的降卑自己
To beg him, please come in.
他就是劝他求他说请你进来。
But then the elder brother, instead of responding with respect,
这个大儿子呢不是说很以一种敬重的态度来回应
is rude.
他很就是冲就是很冲撞他的父亲鲁莽
I served you all these years and you never gave me anything.
我服侍你这么多年你从来没给过我任何东西。
This son of yours wasted everything.
但你这个儿子吞进了你的产业。
The elder brother doesn't even call himself a son. He says, I've been a servant to you.
然后这个大儿子甚至不称自己是儿子，他说我是你的仆人。
But look at what the father says.
你听听父亲是怎么说的。
Son.
他说儿啊。
You may not have called me father, but I am calling you son.
你也许没有称我为父亲，但是我称你为儿子。
You are always with me, and all that is mine is yours.
你常和我同在，我一切所有的都是你的。
As I read that and looked at it this week,
当我读这个比喻，然后这个星期仔细读的时候。
The father shows love to the younger son who runs away.
这个父亲向一个离家的这个小儿子显示了慈爱。
And he shows love to the older son who stays home but does not have a heart of love.
他也向这个待在家里，但是呢，心里却没有一个儿子的心的大儿子展现了慈爱。
And what I want you to see about God our Father.
我想让大家看到就是我们的神，我们的父。
You might have been a runaway who went far away.
你或许是一个浪子，就是跑得很远。
Or you might have been always faithful but without love.
你也许就是很忠心，但是却里边没有爱。
Either way,
不管是哪一种方式,
our Heavenly Father loves us and cares for us.
我们的天父爱我们，他也照看我们。
He has compassion to both sons.
他对两个儿子都怜恤。
I think sometimes it's harder to feel that as an elder brother than it is as the younger brother.
有的时候呢，可能作为这种大儿子，可能更难感受到父亲的爱，但是那个小儿子可能相对来讲会容易一些。
For the younger brother, it may be easier to feel like, oh, my father welcomed me back, he loves me.
对小儿子来讲，他可能更容易感受到说，哦，我跑走了，然后我现在回来，我爸爸欢迎我回家。
For the older brother, we may say, ah, I'm pretty good.
对大儿子来讲，他心里面可能说，嗯，我挺好的。
But we have to realize the Father loves us both with compassion.
但是我们要记得神以这个怜悯的心，就这个两个儿子都是爱的。
The word Father shows us something about relationship.
父呢，就显示了这个关系。
The word Almighty speaks of his high power, his transcendence, we call it.
就是全能呢，表示了神的大能，就是我们说的超然。
He is the Almighty Father.
他是全能的父。
Now, when in the first century, when Jesus is teaching and he says, God is our Father.
当在第一世纪主耶稣教导的时候，他说神全能的就是我们的父。
A Jewish listener would have thought of their little family.
这个犹太人的这个就会想到了他们自己的一个，就犹太人的听众就想到他自己的家庭。
And the father is the one who takes care of the family and provides for them.
这个父亲就是照看家庭，也为家庭提供一切的这么一个角色。
But by the 3rd century, 4th century, 5th century in Roman society,
但是到了公元三世纪、四世纪、五世纪的时候，在罗马的社会，
the people who were reciting the Apostles' Creed, the idea of father had changed.
就是这个在背诵、在朗念诵使徒信经的，对这些人来讲，他们对于父亲的这个角色的理解已经改变了。
The father was the head of the family.
这个父呢是家里的头。
He ruled over the family like a powerful master.
他就像一个有权柄的一个主人似的，他就是统管这个家全家。
And so that is part of the idea that is wrapped up in this word Almighty Father.
所以呢。这个全能的父里边就包含了这个意思。
He is close to us.
他跟我们接近，跟我们近，是近的。
But he also is powerful.
他同时也是大有能力的。
There are three ideas in scripture that are wrapped up in this word Almighty.
所以在全能这个词里边呢，其实包括了三个含义。
First of all, is a word we use El Shaddai is the Hebrew word.
第一个呢，就是希伯来词这个意思，希伯来词以勒撒代。
It is used in the Old Testament when God makes promises to people.
这个在旧约里是用在当神跟人就是应给人应许的时候所用的一个词。
And it represents his ability to keep his promises.
这个就代表了他能够就是保守他承诺的这个能力。
In Genesis 17,
在创世纪第十七章，
God appears to Abraham.
神向亚伯拉罕显现。
And he says, I am God Almighty, I am El Shaddai.
就是我是全能的神，我是以勒撒代的神。
He is saying, I am making a promise to you, I am making a covenant with you.
他说我给你立约。
And because I am God Almighty, I am strong enough to fulfill my promise.
因为我是全能的神，所以我有能力来成就我的应许。
In America, every 4 years, we elect a president.
在美国，每四年我们选总统。
And every candidate makes lots of promises.
很多这个每一个候选人都会就是应许很多。
Now, the first time you listen to an election campaign, you may say, wow, that is wonderful.
如果你第一次去听这个竞选的这个演讲的话，你会说，哇，真棒啊。
But I have been voting for 40 years.
但是我现在已经投票40年。
Which means 10 elections.
而是说，就说明有十个选举。
I have heard many promises.
我已经听到了很多的应许。
And by now I know that most of the time the person who makes the promise doesn't have the power to keep it.
到现在为止我知道很多绝大部分这个做出这个应许的人呢，他是没有能力去就是保持就是能够成就这个应许的。
God never makes us a promise that he does not have the power to keep.
神从来不会做一个他没有能力来成就的应许。
He is God Almighty.
他是全能的神。
When God sent Moses to face Pharaoh,
当神差遣摩西去面对法老的时候，
Remember that at that time, Pharaoh is the most powerful man on the earth.
要记得那个法老当时是地球上整个世界上最有权势的人。
And here Moses is going to come in and confront him.
现在摩西要去就是面对他。
And God says to him, here's who I am.
然后神就对他说我在这里。
I am Jehovah, Yahweh.
神告诉他我是谁我是亚威神。
That's a personal name.
那是一个个人化的名字。
But he also says, I am El Shaddai.
神也同时说我是以勒撒代的神。
I am powerful.
我是大有能力的。
I am sufficient.
我是就是足够的。
You can trust me.
你可以信靠我。
The word, the name Father Almighty comes from this El Shaddai.
这个全能的父里边就包含了也是从这个以勒撒代里边衍生出来的。
Another idea behind this name, Father Almighty.
另外一个在全能的父里边所包含的意思。
Is a title that is used 200 times in the Old Testament.
是在旧约里所出现过200次的一个头衔。
The title Lord of Hosts.
这个头衔这个名称就是万军之耶和华。
Isaiah 47.
以赛亚书47章第四节。
Isaiah says, Our Redeemer, the Lord of Hosts is his name, is the Holy One of Israel.
说以赛亚说我们救赎主的名是万军之耶和华以色列的圣者。
One reason that I am taking time to share these names with you.
为什么花时间跟大家分享这些名称的一个原因就是。
Many times when we are reading the Bible and we see these names, I think we just think, ah, that's another name for God, and we move right across it.
很多时候当我们读圣经我们读到神的名字的时候我们就说哦那是神的另外一个名字那我们就读完了我们就过去了。
But in the Old Testament, the names said something very important about the person, the character.
在旧约里边这个名字对这个人物或者对这个角色呢它的一个是有很重要的意思它就表明了这个里边它所蕴含的。
In this one verse,
就在这一节经节里。
The prophet gives us three names for God.
这个先知给了我们神的三个名字。
And they tell us something wonderful about God.
他是告诉我们关于神很好的、很棒的一些东西。
He is our Redeemer.
他是我们的救赎主。
He is the one who will rescue us.
他是那位要拯救我们的。
You see, the prophet has just finished telling Israel that they are going to go into captivity.
这个先知刚刚告诉预言以色列他们会被掳。
The Babylonians are going to defeat them.
这个巴比伦人会打败他们。
They will carry them into exile.
会把他们带到这个被掳之地。
But then he says to them,
然后他接着对他们说
I will bring you back. I'm your redeemer.
我是你的救赎主我会把你们再带回来。
He says, I'm taking these out of order. I am the Holy One of Israel.
他就说我是以色列的圣者。
Again, that is a meaningful name.
那是一个很有意义的名字。
Because earlier in this book, Isaiah had gone to the temple and he says, I saw the Lord high and lifted up and he was holy.
然后在以赛亚书的前面几章里，以赛亚他进到圣殿里，他说他看到主就是高高在上，然后是圣者。
He says, he is the God who sits on a throne high above Israel.
他是那位高高的坐在宝座上的，远远高，就是在以色列上面的神。
But then he uses the name the Lord of Hosts.
然后他用了这个万军之耶华这个名称。
Every one of these names has a special meaning for Israel.
这个每一个名字对以色列人来讲都是有一个特别的意义。
He is not saying in this verse, our God, the God is his name, is the God of Israel. He's not just using the same thing three times.
他不是说我们的神以色列的神他没有用同样的名字来说三次
He says no he is our redeemer he will rescue us
他是我们的救赎主他会拯救我们
He's holy and he sits on a throne
他是圣洁的他坐在高高的宝座上
And then the Lord of hosts is his name
然后万军之耶和华是他的名
And Lord of Hosts had the idea
of
the leader at the front of a huge army, the host.
就是一个巨大的一个军队前面这个带领的一个元帅，一个统领的人。
Now think about this message.
你想象一下这个信息。
Isaiah has said, Babylon is going to defeat you and take you into captivity.
巴比伦人会来，会打败你们，然后把你们掳走。
But someday,
但是有一天
you're going to look up and you're going to see this huge army coming.
有一天你会看到一个巨大的军队过来了。
Coming to rescue you.
过来是要拯救你们。
And when you look at that army, at the head of the army will be God.
在这个你看那个军队在这个军队的最前方就是我们的神
He is the general of the army the Lord of hosts who is leading the host to rescue you
这万军之耶和华是这个军队的元帅他带着这个军队他带着来拯救你们
And so when the Christians in the third century quoted this creed
所以当第三世纪的基督徒当他们这个念诵背诵这个信经的时候
There were times when the Roman Empire was turned against them
这个有一段时期这个罗马帝国就是来逼迫他们
They were weak and the Roman Empire was strong
他们软很软弱没有力量但是罗马的那个当时的皇帝看得很强壮。
But they could stand there and they could say, We believe, I believe in God the Father Almighty, the Lord of hosts.
但是他们可以站在那里可以说我信上帝全能的父是万军之耶和华。
However big the Roman army is, God has a bigger army.
不管说罗马的军队有多强大 有多众多神有一个更强大更众多的军队
And no matter how good the Roman general is God is a better general
不管说这个罗马的将军有多英勇善战神是一个更好的将军
God's people did not have to be afraid
神的百姓不需要害怕
But there's one more image that is part of this God the Father Almighty.
还有一个全能的父还有一个代表一个有一个意义。
In Greek, there is a special word, the Pantocrator.
在希腊文它有一个特别的一个名词就叫全能的创造统管者。
If you have been in Europe and gone into some of the old cathedrals,
如果你去过欧洲，去过这个古老的大教堂
especially the Eastern Greek Orthodox churches.
尤其是那个东正东那个更正教的话
，They will have this painting on the ceiling.
他们就会有这么一幅这样一幅绘画在他们的那个房，就是那个天花板上，他们的房顶上。
I could not find one that was really what I wanted to show you.
我没法找到一个我真正想要显展示给你们的。
But the best ones will show Jesus, God on the throne like this, God on the throne.
最好的就是我能找到的就是说像这一幅就是耶稣就是神坐在宝座上。
And then all around the ceiling will be thousands of little paintings of people and angels and all of the host of history.
然后呢在他这个拱顶的这个房顶上边呢围着耶稣就在周围的这一圈呢就是有成千的这个形象呢是人和天使的形象围绕着坐在中间的耶稣。
The idea is God Almighty sitting on his throne above history.
就是他的意义就是说神全能的神他坐在他的宝座上他超越历史之上。
This is the picture of God we get in Revelation.
这就是我们在启示录里所得到的神的形象。
People read Revelation and they are looking for all of the disasters and the terrible things that are happening.
然后人们读启示录就在看这个所有要发生的一切的灾祸跟要发生的可怕的事情。
John did not write Revelation primarily about the disasters that were happening.
约翰写启示录他的主要的目的不是要去描述这些要发生的灾祸。
He didn't need to tell people there was trouble. They could look around them. They were in hiding in the catacombs. They knew there was trouble.
他不需要告诉人们说有灾祸有麻烦因为当时的基督徒呢就在躲藏他们躲在地下坟墓里他们周围一看就知道随便看看就知道有很多的灾祸。
He wrote Revelation to say, lift your eyes up.
他写启示录是告诉人们说把你们的眼目举起来。
Look above the catacombs under the ground.
就是从你们所能周围所藏的所能看到的这个地下坟墓里把你们的眼光举起来。
Look above the Roman officials trying to arrest you.
就是把你们的眼光超越那些看超过那些要来逮捕你们抓捕你们的这些罗马官员。
And look to the Almighty on his throne.
就是去看那位坐在宝座上的全能者。
I am the Alpha and the Omega.
我是阿拉法，我是俄梅伽。
Who is, who was, who is to come.
是昔在、今在、以后、永在的。
The Almighty.
全能者。
Eight times John refers to God as the Almighty.
有三次、八次约翰把神称为全能者。
He's sitting on his throne and he is accomplishing his purposes.
他坐在宝座上,他在成就他的旨意。
It is an idea, the Almighty is power, but it's more than just power.
全能者是展示了这个能力,但是不单单止于能力。
It is ruler of all.
他是掌管一切的统管者。
It means he is supreme.
这就表示说他是超越万有的。
Now, I told you that for each of these parts of the creed, I want to finish with what does it mean for us?
就是每次我们讲完一次这个使徒信经里边的每一句，那我的想要结束的时候，就是要说这对我们今天的人意味着什么。
So when we say he is our father,
当我们说他是我们的父的时候,
it means that we can have confidence in his care for us.
就意味着说我们确信他对我们的照料。
He's our father.
他是我们的父亲。
About 3 years ago, I bought a car.
3年以前我买了一部车。
I went down to the Toyota dealer and I filled out all the paperwork and bought the car.
然后我去这个丰田本田的这个卖车车行那儿，然后就填了所有的手续。
If today I were walking through a mall and I saw the dealer of that company,
如果我去一个，比如去商场里边，我看到了这个卖车的这个车商。
He wouldn't remember me.
他也不会记得我。
He wouldn't come running up to me and say, "Ah, I remember you. How is your car?"
他不会说跑到我跟前说，哦，我记得你，你的车现在开得怎么样啊？
We have no relationship.
我们之间是没有关系的。
It was just a contract.
我们之间不过是一个合约的关系。
Sometimes I meet Christians who think of their relationship with God that way.
我有时候会碰到基督徒，他们觉得自己跟神的关系就是那样子的。
I'm a Christian.
我是基督徒。
They say in 2010, I prayed the prayer.
他们说我在2010年我祷告了这个祷告词。
I accepted Jesus as my Savior.
我接受了耶稣做我的救主。
I was baptized.
我受洗了。
I'm a Christian.
我是基督徒。
But if you say to them,
如果你对他们说,
When is the last time you talked to your heavenly father?
你上一次跟你的天父讲话是什么时候?
They look at you very strange.
他们就很看着你觉得你很奇怪。
I signed the salvation contract in 2010.
我已经签了这个救恩的这个合约在2010年签的。
That contract covers me till I die, that's all.
然后那个合约呢一直会持续到我死的时候那就是所有的一切。
But God is our Father.
但是神是我们的父亲。
That's more than a sales contract. Or a salvation contract.
那个不单单是一个销售的一个合约。
You see, I'm the father of two children.
你看我是两个孩子的父亲。
The day they were born.
当他们出生的那一天。
Was just the beginning of being a father.
那只是作为父亲的一个开始。
More than 30 years later, I am still learning all that is involved in fatherhood.
就是过了30年，我仍然在学习做一个父亲，所以应该作为一个父亲在学习。
Being a father implies ongoing care and relationship.
作为一个父亲，那就意味着说一个不间断的一个照料和一个关系。
I was almost late to class this morning.
今天早晨我差点晚了。
Because early this morning I got a message from a former student.
因为今天早晨呢，我接到一个以前学生的一个信息。
A father whose child is looks like will die today.
好像他有这个有一个他的这个学生的作为一个父亲，他的孩子今天可能会死。
And this morning I have been talking to him and praying with him.
所以我今天早上就跟他讲话，然后跟他一起祷告。
His heart is broken.
他真的要心都要碎了。
His child is an adult.
他的孩子呢是is adult, right? 他的孩子已经成年了。
But he cannot say, ah, since now the child is an adult, it doesn't matter.
他不能说，因为我的孩子已经是成年人了，所以没关系。
He loves his child more now.
他现在更爱他的孩子。他比那个孩子刚出生，作为一个新生婴孩刚出生的时候更爱他的孩子。
God is our father.
神是我们的父亲。
And he never puts us aside. He cares for us day by day.
他永远没有说把我们放在一边，他每一天都在照顾我们。
What that means for you.
那对你意味着什么呢？
Whatever you care about, he cares about.
不管说你在意的是什么，他也会在意。
Your concerns matter to him.
你的关切对他来讲是重要的。
He is our father.
他是我们的父亲。
We can have confidence in his care.
我们可以确信他的照料照顾。第二件我想要讲的是。
He is, because he is almighty.
因为他是全能的。
We can trust in his provision.
我们可以信靠他的供应。
When my daughter was about 8 years old,
当我女儿八岁的时候,
she had an infected toenail.
她的那个脚趾头呢就发炎了。
And it hurt her so bad and she cried.
然后她那个就是因为那个指甲盖发炎很痛，她就哭了。
And she came and she said, Daddy, can you fix this?
他就到我跟前说，爸爸，你可以把它弄好吗？
It hurts, please help me.
好痛啊，求你帮帮我。
I cared.
我在意啊。
I could hug her.
我也可以拥抱她。
But I could not fix her problem.
但是我却没有办法就是弄好她的问题。
I was her father, but I was not almighty.
我是他的父亲，但我不是全能的。
You see, all of you who are fathers understand this.
我们中间所有的父亲都能了解这一点。
Our abilities are limited.
我们的能力是有限的。
But God the Father Almighty never has to say,That's too big for me.
但是呢，神全能的父，他永远不会说那个问题太大太难了。
Gabriel, the angel, said to Mary, "Nothing is impossible with God."
加百列天使加百列对玛利亚说，在神没有任何难成的事。
I don't know you. What problems you may face today?
我不知道你今天所面临的问题。
But I know that you don't have a problem bigger than God.
但是我知道你没有任何问题是比神更大的。
He is almighty. He is all sufficient.
他是全能者，他是可以满足我们一切的需要。
And so when you have failed, you can have comfort.
所以当你即使你跌倒你失败你仍然可以得到安慰。
Because God will never say to you,
因为神永远不会对你说
I'm so sorry, but you have messed up too badly.
你对不起你自己把它弄得一团糟。
I would like to help, but there's really no way to put your life back together.
我想要帮忙，但是没办法把你的生活重新弄好，重新。
I might have to say that, but God will never say it.
也许我可以，我要这么说，但是神永远不会这么说。
Whatever you have done,
不管说你做了什么
，He is Almighty. He will put it back.
他是全能的，他也有办法把这一切恢复。
When you pray,
当你祷告的时候,
knowing he is almighty gives you trust and confidence.
你知道神是全能的，这可以给你心里带来这个信，就是确信和和这个安慰。
You see, maybe you have prayed for something and God did not do it.
也许你一直祷告一件事情，但是神好像也没成就。
And you think, maybe he can't.
你也许会说，也许他没这个能力。
Is he weak?
是神太软弱了吗？
No.
不是的。
He is God the Father Almighty.
他是全能的父，他是神。
And so that means if he says no to what I ask for, it's because he knows that no is better than yes.
所以当他对我们所祈求、所祷告的一件事情说不的时候，那就因为他知道这个不，说不比那个答应对我们更好。
He knows better than I know what is good for me.
他比我自己更知道什么对我最更好。
And so, if he says no, it's because that is what is best for me.
所以当他说不的时候，是因为他知道那个对我更好。
Because he's almighty, I can pray with trust and confidence.
所以呢，就是因为我，他是全能的，所以我可以带着确信和信靠来祷告。
And then let me say one more thing about what this means to us.
让我再讲一点对我们的，就是对我们到底这个是有什么意义。
You see, sometimes God may call you to do something that is difficult.
有些时候神可能会呼召你去做一些困难的事情。
He may put you in a place that is challenging.
也许他会把你放在一个挑战的环境。
When he does,
当他这样做的时候,
remember he is almighty.
记住他是全能者。
He will not put you there without giving power to protect and care for you.
如果他把你放在那个环境，他不能给你他不能给你提供这个保护和能力的话，他不会把你放在那。
There is a reason that Christians can risk going to dangerous places to preach the gospel.
这就是为什么基督徒可以去冒险，冒着就是有冒着这个危险去这种危险的地方去传讲福音。
There is a reason that Christians can risk giving more than they can afford to help others.
这就是为什么基督徒可以去冒险，就是比他们自己能力所有的更，比他们自己本身的能，超过他们的能力去奉献金钱。
We serve God the Father Almighty.
因为我们所服侍的是全能的父，是这样一位神。
And that gives us a peace and a trust.
它给我们带来平安，让我们可以信靠。
The next time you are at church and we recite the Apostles' Creed.
下次我们到一起到教堂，当我们一起来念诵使徒信经的时候，
don't just say, I believe in God the Father, Almighty Maker of Heaven and Earth.
不要就说，我信上帝，全能的父，创造天地的主。
I believe in God the Father, Almighty.
我信上帝，全能的父。
He cares for me because he's my father.
因为他是我的父，所以他真的是爱我，在意我。
He provides for me because he is almighty.
因为他是全能的，所以他供应我一切的需要。
And so I can trust him completely.
所以我可以完全的信靠他。
I can have peace.
我可以里边大有平安。
I can have confidence.
我可以有确信。
I put up a hymn.
我在这里放了一首赞美诗。
That testifies to who he is.
就见证了他是谁。
And I haven't figured out how to have us sing this, and so I'm just put it up there. You can read it.
我还不知道说怎么可以去唱，所以我就把歌词放在这里。
But as you go into this week,
所以这个星期当你去每过每天的生活的时候，
I hope that you will really think about the fact that He is our Father.
求你真，我希望你能够真正的去思想这个事实，就是说，神是我们的父。
He is Almighty.
他是全能的。
And we can have absolute confidence in Him.
我们可以在他里边有绝对的信心和这个信靠。
Next week we're going to look at the second phrase of the Creed.
下个星期我们看这个使徒信经的这个第二个部分。
Believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth.
我信全能的父，下一刻就是创造天地的主。
And we're going to see what it means that he is the creator.
我们下星期来看他是创造天地的主的意思是什么。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
God, I thank you that you are our Father.
神啊，真的是感谢你，你是我们的父。
But you are not a father that is limited.
你不是一位受限制的父亲。
Would you help us to trust in you?
请你真的是帮助我们可以信靠你。
To know that whatever comes into our life this week, you're in charge.
让我们知道说不管这个星期我们的生活中出现什么你在掌管。
You are powerful enough to handle every situation.
你是大有能力的你可以掌管一切的处境。
You love us, you care for us.
你爱我们你在意我们。
And so help us to trust you completely.
求你帮助我们可以完全的信靠你。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.